All right. Howdy, and thank you for having me today. I was told to keep it less than 10 minutes. I'll probably do not that long. First of all, I want to say thank you for your support. This has been an amazing, amazing year for Christian Student Fellowship. We started strong, and we finished even stronger. The very last day of our lunches, we had more people than we've ever had. We had a breakfast during finals where they could come in and out. And, I mean, there were so many people. And it was really amazing. It's just been an amazing ride. In Isaiah 54, verse 2 and 3, it says, "Enlarge your house, build an addition, spread out your home, and spare no expense. For you will soon be bursting at the seams. Your descendants will occupy other nations and resettle the ruined cities." And that's kind of what I feel. I feel like we're kind of bursting at the seams right now. I was talking, part of that communion wafer. most of who we have there and that's coming is freshmen. We have very few. We had three or four, a few graduate, but most of them are coming back next year. And that's awesome because we have returning students, but we have to make room for the incoming freshmen. And I'm like, wow, that's going to be a task. It's been great, but as y'all know, over the last few years, grocery prices have gone like this. We were going to do a breakfast, and I'm like, well, eggs. Yeah, used to you could do that. Not so much anymore. But so we're growing, but we are also trying to grow out here. We've been going around to churches and letting people know about what we're doing. We've got a student leadership conference coming up in August that we're raising money for to make sure every student can go. One thing I wanted to share with you, at the beginning of the year, I came up with what I thought was a good mission statement and for Christian Student Fellowship. Throughout the year, I was like, by the end of the year, I looked at it and I'm like, that's just something I came up with. And it sounds good. I'm going to read it to you. Says, "CSF exists to guide the students of NEO in passionately loving Jesus, fully trusting His Word, and actively making disciples who make disciples." Hey, that's good. That's a good mission, I think. I want to make disciples who make disciples. I want them to love Jesus. I want them to love His Word. And then at the end of the year, I was talking to a pastor, and he's like, "What do y'all do?" And I said, "Well, we are a home away from home, a place where students can come, where they're not just kind of sent off to college and thrown to the wolves, but we're a place they can come and feel safe." And so I got to thinking about that, and I'm like, you know, I need to revise what I thought was good. I put a goal of what I wanted to see, but what are we truly? And so I rewrote it. We are a Christ-centered home away from home where students can find community and lasting faith through college and beyond. I was talking to the students, and I was kind of interviewing them, and I've got some video that not here today. Like I said, we've been in North Carolina. It was kind of hard for me to to get any video done, but I will talk to the students, and I'm going to put it up on YouTube. Y'all can watch it sometime. I asked them some questions, and I'm like, what is one of your favorite things about CSF? And an answer that kept coming up, is community, a place where I can come and feel safe, be surrounded by other believers. You know, when everybody is going out and partying, I can come here. I can't tell you how many students have come there on a Friday night. I know when I was that age, I would not have shown up to and say, hey, can we play board games? That way they didn't have to go to the clubs and or the parties at the Low Water Bridge or whatever it was. You know, they had a place that they could come and feel safe. And that's what we want to continue to do, and I hope to continue to be able to do it with the incoming freshmen. And so I want to thank you for all your support, and thank you for having me here today. And if you have any other questions, I'll be happy to answer them after we're done. We're going to stick around for a little while. So thank you.